Hello, my star seeds. I mean, that sounds so good to say. I know that let's just talk to you right now. I've been on a hiatus, and I don't feel like I should need to explain, because I do have a private life, but I do recognize that this is a public platform, and that is exactly what this podcast has always been about. Being able to express my emotions unapologetically, knowing that I'm imperfect, and this being a safe place for me to do it. So saying that, I think it brought me back to a place that I've been trying to get to. And I know that me discussing this episode, which is the season finale of season 3, that should have been here, but we're here now. You know, knowing that patience is a virtue and knowing that you can't rush a masterpiece, as we say, that it feels good to be home. And then being open with you guys, because this episode is going to really go into detail about the hiatus and being vulnerable. That's what this was always been about. And so before we get into the episode and the topic, what's coming next, I just want to say I'm grateful that whoever is listening to this now, that you are still a fan, that you're still VIP, that you're still a part of Starseed Group, and still waited for me to bring you a plate or a heart full of gold. And so I'm honored to have new listeners. I'm honored to have old listeners. I am honored to be on all platforms now. I am honored to be international, to be in places unheard of. One of them I know that blew my mind was Mauritius. The fact that it's a tiny island. And I'm like, how do y'all even get Wi-Fi over there to even listen to me? So the podcast, when I talked about it a while back, autopilots. And so when it autopiloted and I set it up that way, I really didn't have to work. I think I had put in so much work into this that I trusted it. I trusted it wholeheartedly. And it autopilot, like it needed to do what it needed to do. It needed to, when I say autopilot for me, it needed to marinate. You know, I'm always big about not continuously pushing out content so it gets watered down. Of course, you don't want to wait too long where you fade away. And so now that's really not the least of my worries. It's kind of like Power. We wait so long all year for it to come back and get the release date. And it kind of is out of sight and out of mind. I'm not comparing myself to this great show. Just the method of the madness and how you're waiting. And then when it gets closer, you get excited and it pop up and you're like, hey, yes, here it is. So welcome to Overcome the Challenge by Alicia Mitchell, OTC. That's what the acronym stands for. And so for all my new listeners, it's just a refresher. The acronym OTC was actually when I first started it in 2020 on the cool, over the counter, in reference to when I started my pharmacy career at first. And so as you have probably seen me on socials, I've navigated to education. And so for me, that acronym then really resonated. And then we think about branding. Over the counter is really, you know, taking already. And so that's why you'll see it in parentheses and stuff, just for branding and copyright issues. And so that's the other name, the acronym. But the podcast officially, I believe, about a year and a half ago, the vision came to me to say, overcome the challenge. And so for me, you already know, I like flipping words and flipping sentences. So what that means is we are overcoming challenges. We have challenges in front of us that we've been overcoming since 2020 and this journey you've been going with me through the past, present, and future. And so sometimes I find myself going all the way back to one, going all the way to back to season 2 and experiencing these same things And having Kurt Franklin in the back of my head saying, it ain't over. It ain't over. You know what I'm saying? And it's overwhelming that you're thinking you're having this growth and this positive change. And sometimes you experience these setbacks. So, you know, this podcast has always been about, you know, self-improvement, improving oneself. That's what these episodes are about. Just trying to provide some type of improvement for yourself. Everybody want to be a better person. So we got to know what it takes to be a better person. So that's what my episodes have transpired to without the seasons. And then I changed from personal empowerment. Because it's a big word, you know, I don't know if I can live up to the hype of empowering people, because that's a really definite change. And the change, when I say definite, is stage. You feel super empowered, and sometimes you may feel in the moment, but maybe it's not in a lasting effect, like definite. So for me, I changed it to personal growth. So we just want to grow. This is all this is about. Remember, this is a roadmap. This is about us planting seeds, and those seeds and those stars becoming shooting stars to shine light for all. You know, it's about being the light for people. Like, if she can do it, and it's not saying surely I can do it, then maybe I can do it. You know, one man can change the world. One woman can change the world. And that mean that as modest as I can. And I always say, if you can get one person to change, you did your job. It's not about changing millions. So I'm fortunate and grateful and humble to be internationally and know what type of legacy and change that I'm making in people's lives that are everlasting, that are leaving footprints, that are creating a spark in somebody to wake up and just feel alive. So I feel like, you know, I've been gone for the last 6 months or almost a year, and I really couldn't get back to it. I honestly didn't even think about the podcast. Like, oh, I need to do an episode. Oh, I really need to get back to it. I'm losing my momentum, my steam. I couldn't find it. I couldn't find that magic elixir I always talk about. Because you got to remember that this podcast is a safe place, and I didn't feel safe. So it's not necessarily saying that I wanted to do self-harm or someone else was doing self-harm to me. It was none of that. I wasn't in a place that I felt safe enough to be vulnerable with my emotions without exposing myself too much. I've always been a private person. So like I said, this was something that I had to step outside my comfort zone, because a podcast is a public platform. And then sharing raw, vulnerable emotions, that's like times two. You know, so I had to get that out of my head, you know, that I just always have to be a personal person. So you'll see me pop out and reveal things here and there. And it's not to show off or do anything. This is what I feel comfortable. I've learned boundaries, right? Remember, that was an episode. I learned my boundaries. I learned my emotional bandwidth and things like that. So it had nothing to do with others or anything. Like I said, I wanted to feel safe enough to be vulnerable. And so for me, the last 2 years, I have experienced immense grief. So when I look back on the episode, Seven Stages of Grief, it occurred way before this had happened. Kind of like a premonition almost. And even when I go back and see stuff or even see the top five and like, oh, you know, 80-20 is top five, but I think I did that the first season or the second season, and now I'm living in it. So my top five for me has always been what am I working with right now. That's that foundation of what episode. So it can come from one, two, or three. And so that's why I say I find myself sometimes backtracking, you know, going 10 steps backwards. Like, oh, I thought I accomplished this. Oh, I thought I got past this. Nope. Like E40 say, nope. Like, no, let's circle back. Let's do a U-turn. Let's do a 360, baby. You have recognized what it is in your life and where the problem is. You applied these methods, but you ain't mastered it, baby. You ain't a master. You ain't a sensei. You know, that's always telling me. So I'm just trying to be open-minded and non-judgmental. Kind of like one of my podcasts was allowing myself grace and resilience. That's in the top five. That actually has always been. And I struggle with that because we're so hard on ourselves. And with all the things going in the world, it's easy to judge ourselves or compare. So by trying to allow myself grace and resilience, for me, look like just treating myself gentle. It's okay to mess up. It's okay to be last place. It's okay to not be where you thought you was going to be. Be gentle with yourself. You're doing the best you can, Alicia, with the best you have. So for me, I lost two people back to back, not even less than a year, that were prominent figures in my life since childhood. And as I was grieving one, I was entering a cycle of grieving another, and then I was grieving both. It was heavy, you know what I mean? And it took me to a place that later on, I didn't even know that I was there. I thought I was doing a good thing of just shutting it down and just rolling with the punches and just thinking that there is life. But I think it affected me more because these people were part of my life at that moment, and they contribute a lot. And so for me, I think what I couldn't accept was the fact that they were gone forever and that I lost my best friends. I lost the only people I thought that knew me and had my back. And it'll never be the same. And so you can see before I start to edge off on some of the episodes, like trauma bonding was one I probably kind of released it. And then that was the first one. So when the second one came, and it was multiple even after these two, but those two really hit me hard. I just couldn't deal, y'all. I literally couldn't deal. My mind was foggy. I didn't want to do anything. And it's so true when they say check on your strong friends, the people that are smiling and things like that. They are struggling inside. And that's all they know. You know what I'm saying? To be strong for others. And I feel like they think that they gain that strength from giving to others to give back. And sometimes it's just draining. That's what I found out. I should just, you know, the saying is, if you want to be, you know, better for others, you have to be good for yourself. And so that's that self-love and self-care that I had to really recognize and practice and ask myself, what does that even look like for you? You know what I'm saying? We know the definition. We know that how it's supposed to be carried out. But Alicia, what does that look for you? So wipe out. I really just didn't want to do it. I really didn't feel like I was ready. And that's one thing I learned too. I don't have to answer now. And it's not me being rude. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel safe being vulnerable. And I don't want nobody to rush me to do it. I wanted to be able to do it on my own timing. So maybe the timing is perfect now. And this will hopefully be a release on the hold of the podcast that this life experience that has taken a hold and grabbed it. Because like I said, this is my safe place and I want to be mindful of what I'm projecting. I'm projecting positive energy. I'm coming from a good place. Remember, this is auditory. So it's in your ear, natural ear, but it's basically stimulating neurotransmitters. So the tongue is powerful. Remember, I don't want to speak in a way that's prematurely or that is not authentic. There go another one, living authentically episode. So I figured out, I think, some ways to reboot, to rebrand without putting the added pressure and just easing into it slowly. But I felt comfortable enough to do this one. And so season 3 finale for Overcome the Challenge by me, Alicia Mitchell, is called Onwards and Upwards. And so when I say that, it makes me think like, you trying to make it look like you just all good, girl. Like you ready to just, and I'm like, I'm getting there. But I think it's mentally me telling myself you can't stay in this place any longer. You've been here too long. And now you can see it's affecting your internal publics, as we like to call it, the internal things that I'm dealing with, my work ethic, my household, my family and friends. So they'll tell you, Alicia being active, brand new. And it's not that. I just wanted to cultivate a space where I'm authentic. Because at times I felt angry. At times I felt pressured. At times I felt, it was all my fault. You know what I'm saying? And it was none of that. I think I just needed time to grieve and needed time to heal. And I didn't even know what that looked like because we don't really speak about grief as much. We don't know how to recognize it. We don't know how to navigate it. We don't even know when we're coming out of it or it's something that we have came out. So maybe it should have been about grief, but I didn't want to make this episode sad. I think this was a turning point for me. And it was called Onward and Upwards. And so when I think about that, like I said, it's saying that you can't live here no more. So that's pretty much the first part that kind of hindered the podcast. And of course, me wanting bigger and better. Some people, I feel like I'm not controlling. Some people will see it that way. I'm meticulous, as they say it. I'm strategic. I'm detail oriented. I like stuff to be in detail, step by step. And the one they don't talk about, result oriented. So being strategic gets me results, and my results. I mean, let me. I said it backwards. Being strategic provides the details, and the details give me the results. And so, like they say, if a system is not broke, don't fix it. So for me, I think within that system, I was like, okay, I just want to rebrand. And this is social media. This is life. We are at a fast-paced life. And then at the end of the day, the earth is spinning 10 times faster on its axis than when we think it is. And so how you can tell that we almost at the end of the year. These days are going fast. This earth is spinning faster. So the mindset of you need me wanting to do more and step it up was there. And it just didn't really fall into place. So that kind of knocked me down to a pillar of like, I wanted this vision. And it didn't come to life. So it was some disappointment there. Another one of the reasons is within the last 3 years, my career has been on a trajectory of, oh my God, a maze without too many blocked off parts. It led to one another. So you've guys seen me navigate through so much within the last 3 years in my career. And I think I utilize that as a stepping stone. And also as something to sweep whatever I'm feeling under the rug, just work. That's where you hear about the imposter syndrome come. I develop only because maybe I didn't want to feel it. You know what I'm saying? And when I did feel it, like I said, it affected me. And I knew that that was coming. So I developed this imposter syndrome of wanting to always and not have anything shiny or do better, but just to do good deeds, even if I'm feeling a certain way. You know what I'm saying? To know that there's always good and light in the world if I can be it. So I've went through so much, an opportunity coach, enrichment instructor, system support coordinator, assistant secretary for NAACP, ambassador from NCFL, Dallas After School, TLACA, NCFL, coding, community engagement, regional program coordinator, classroom management, mentoring, being a mother. I can go on and on as y'all see that the things that I do and realizing that I'm human and I'm only one person, being a leadership, trying to run that a lot of people don't know for school board trustee, being principal of a day, networking, collaborating still with other episodes, writing articles. I mean, it's been a journey. And then so most people got to realize that when you think of a structure of a business, they have different employees and different people put in that place of position to run that program. So I'm my own marketing, my own IT, my own troubleshooter, my own spokesperson, my own public speaker, my own proofreader. Like, oh my God, social media, SEO advocate. So I am like literally all those people in one for overcome the challenge. And sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. I'm navigating things, and it's because I'm open to learning. I love to read. Reading is knowledge. Reading is power, and reading is life. Yeah, that's why I'm with reading partners now. Like, what's the coincidence? And for me, it's an alignment. So even though I transitioned through everything, I always left with good relationships. I feel like it was just another season for me. And I always got a better offer than the last, as you can see. So I always tell myself, we can't go down. I know my worth now. But I have a really great, awesome relationship with everybody that I can even go back and even go back through another outlet. And so it's been times where I re-signed on to a job and you don't even know I have because they asked me to come back. And I do love the work. I love helping and supporting children's and the youth needs. Sometimes we say women are the most underappreciated, and they are. But if we look around the world and see these babies and what's going on with this these children and the youth, they need help. So I'm advocating for women because I am a woman. And I'm also advocating for children, the people that don't understand the emotions, the people that feel like they're not seen or heard at this point, and the people that are like just discovering who they are. So helping to cultivate that and creating that light and that legacy and that success for their child. And, you know, literally leaving no child behind. And then it was the expansion of OTC that became a real business. And I believe it's last year around this time, and maybe that's why I'm kind of kicking it in. They're going to lie, and the universe still been talking to me. It's like, am I paying attention or not, Alicia? I have. And so I just say, speak to me, but I don't think it was a time that I needed to speak. That I had four big major companies wanting to partnership with OTC. Oh, I was stressed out. I think the main thing is I wanted a business, like everybody when they want to create their own business, it's for themselves to live out their dreams, to do their own thing, be their own boss. So ultimately, I didn't want to be a part of something that I had already served and been a part in another lane. Or have a business where I'm working for another business within my business. It didn't make sense. So while I was humbled and honored, I think I was just telling myself the timing was not right. I was stressed, letting one by one go, honestly. Knowing that I could lose this partnership forever, I think that's what it was. But the timing was not right. And so when I got to a point where these things were getting revealed to me, the pathway kind of lit up. And so I decided to do multiple partnerships. And some of them I tapped back into, but on my own terms. And so OTC Podcast had took off in a business aspect where I was doing these STEM and SEL workshops. So now I'm focused on that. And now I'm trying to build a business, which is extremely hard. Yeah, I'm gonna be all this, and yeah, I have, you know, been in these positions where I've educated myself, got the experience, got the training, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying? And so just trying to take it slow and leading the way and learning when to stop and hold back on stuff, but continue to put this out without any expectations or any monetary value on it was still what it was about. I think I advocate for just free game all the time. I feel like that I'm in a place where this should be what it be. I think my level is on a whole nother level of where I want this to go. As you can see, I have extended a business. I don't want to charge people. I want somebody to buy me out like SiriusXM. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it real. You know, I want to be that level. I want this somebody to buy me out as a corporation to align with them and pay me for it. And so I have found certain ways to do that. Reaching the pinnacle and polishing that, hey, it's still a ways to go. Embracing life difficulties, learning from my mistakes, knowing when to say no. That was a big one. Because yeah, they're gonna scream at you, they ain't gonna like you, say you acting funny. You know what I'm saying? But deep inside, I don't think they really know where that no coming from. It's a loving no, honestly. I love you enough to say no. So people have to get that. So it was a lot, the adjustments that came with certain things. I'm one person. I'm trying to learn balance between work and home life. Honestly, I think I still ain't got that. I need to really probably apply that 80-20 rule, which is top five, y'all. Hit him. Till that situation, because I, the Lord, if somebody can explain that, I still can't figure it out. And for me, I can walk, it's like a tightrope I've explained before, and I think that's what I did in the episode. I'm walking this good line, I'm shaking, I'm wobbling, but I'm getting across, and I feel brave. And then just something happened, this wind that just makes me clench on really tight, and makes me halt in my steps before I feel a little more faith in myself to move forward. So for me, I think that this episode, Onward and Upwards, is just a general of, I think it's a release of something I've been holding in for, honestly, the last 2 years. And so anybody that knows me close will probably know. I don't think they know the depth of it. But for me, remember, it's always about sharing a story for people to say, oh, I'm not alone. Sharing a story to show vulnerability. Sharing to stand a story that I'm human. That you can have all the bright lights. You can have all the accolades and trophies. But you still got to have a soul. And I'm not saying I didn't have a soul. That's probably why I didn't do it. I didn't want to do it and not have a soul, you know. I'm all about authentic. So being a product of my environment and just saying, living my truth, there we go. There's another one. You know what I'm saying? Would be whatever you talking, you got to bag it up. So I'm always been real like that. And that's what I would only want someone to be real for me. And I'm grateful for the support. I also had to learn that, Alicia, people ain't going to love you the way you love them. And I love hard. And so it hurt hard. You know, especially when I felt like I needed them and they didn't understand the type of support and love I needed. But guess what? People don't love the same way because some of them still don't know what love is. Unconditional love. We're going to talk about that. And some people were shown love different. And so they have a different mindset. When we talk about love languages, let's go. That's another episode. What is a love language? So I always talk about meeting people halfway. I'm learning to meet them halfway and not get angry and not get love, even when I was able to tell them how I want to be loved. Like, dang, I'm telling you how I want to be loved. What's so hard about it? They don't know. It's foreign to them. So turning it inwards for me and giving myself that self-love and self-care, I think was a turning point that maybe if I actively show people how I want to be loved by doing it with myself, remember we treat people how they treat, people treat us how we show them how to treat us. You know, it's all about respect, that they would know that either they couldn't live up to the love I needed and would need to go their way, or they would know how to love me and cultivate that and learn. Or just not being in a place where, oh, I don't love myself, but I love you. And I want to love you enough so you love me back. And we both know what love is because I know you don't love yourself. Toxic. No, not dealing with that anymore. Girl, just, or boy, just show yourself love. You know how you want to be loved. You know what you want. Don't look for it in other people. Be that advocate, you know, that I'm saying. Be that mirror. You know what I'm saying? And that hurt. Letting a lot of people go. Me standing on my own. Onwards and upwards. And so, you know, this is a long episode. But when you think about the movie Onward and Upwards, guys, I cried. I cried. For one, he didn't really get to see his dad. He did all that. And the other brother had the experience of his dad. Like, you got to think about these movies. So when we hear Onward and Upwards, it does sound, oh my God, positive. And it is, it should be celebrated as. But when we think of that movie, he didn't get to meet his dad. He did all that and didn't get to meet his dad, sacrificed a lot. His brother had all these memories and he was the one that got to see him. And then when you think about his dad, how did he look? He wasn't even a full person. Now that's upsetting. Like, I don't want to see legs, knees, and feet. Like, come on, give me your face. Like, if I never seen you. So we think about that. And that story was very tragic, you know, when you think about it. From beginning to end, let's think about it. It really wasn't no happy ending to that. It really wasn't. So we want to think about in the movie Onward and Upwards what all he went through, what all the sacrifices he made, and the end result is still not what he wanted. And so for me, it's kind of like Onward Upwards thing. Yeah, it's not what I thought it was going to be. I'm not where I want to be. It's not what I expected. I got to benefit it in somehow. I got to experience it somehow. And I think I need to hold those memories with me. And when we think about people we lost, that same thing, we never gonna see their face. So that was the hardest thing for me, the loss, the grief. And that's what that movie is about. So I'm super excited because OTC has so many things. I told y'all once before, when I'm working behind the scenes, I'm not necessarily not doing nothing that you can see. It's a whole lot of action and movement going on. So when this does kick into full force, because I can see the momentum building, I'm still going to know my boundaries, my bandwidth, and take it slow this time, I think. I'm still open to bonus episodes. So please, I love my bonus episodes because it's like a challenge for me as well, for you to give me a topic off the dome. And I have to kind of cultivate that experience for you to understand what's something in your life you're struggling for. So I love my bonus episodes, and that's something really somebody don't does other podcasts don't do, and it makes me stand out because when I think about it, I always say that episode that's sitting on there that's going across the globe is yours. You might as well get a copyright on it. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that that's your episode and even expressing that a couple of won the bonus in the past were top five around the world. That's crazy. That's you. You know what I'm saying? That's my gift to you. That's how much the pure in my heart about this and no underhanded tendencies. So it's so much movement. I don't want to spoil it, but it's just a lot coming. Something big. So I am so grateful for you guys. Once again, I'm honored that you will probably take 32 minutes on December 5th. To show me love and support, to take the time to listen to me, tell my truth, be vulnerable with you guys. So I love that you love that about me, because that's still something that I have to step outside my comfort zone to do. So keep rocking with me. Keep those ears up, those feet and boots to the ground. Keep planting those seeds. Thank you, my VIP that has been rocking with me 3 years. Be on the lookout because some things are going to be changing and being big because I'm a changed person, you know. I remember telling somebody, I'm changed. And they're like, no, you ain't the same person. You know what? That's cool. That's cool what you think. That's because I know your level no more. I'm not even entertaining it. So I know I changed. If I was entertaining it and stooping to your level, I would agree. I would agree. So if you want to say I'm acting brand new, just know it's for the betterment of both of us. It comes from pure love. Remember I said that no, it comes from a good place of love. That's how I love you so much to say no. So now we are heading into 2024. And I put as my mantra for January, dreams do come true. And so these dreams are about to come fruition. I've been working hard, like a locomotive. And I'm not saying I need to see some work or some output for it. I feel it. It's pure. It's intentional. I affirm it. I manifest it. I solidify it. I marinate it, as we call it. And I deserve it. I had to tell myself that sometimes. I deserve it. And so I'm going to let it unfold naturally, though. I don't want to rush things anymore. So I love you, and I hope you enjoy season finale. Season 3 finale. Yes. Oh my God, it feels so good to say that. Close it out. Been trying to do a finale since the last blue moon. That's crazy. The last eclipse from last year. So the last ice storm. Let me stop. But yeah, season 3 finale of Overcome the Challenge by Alicia Mitchell is titled Onward and Upwards. And so as we head into January 24, which is probably when I kick something in back again to start off a new year, we are going onward and we are going upwards and realizing that our dreams can come true. Remember, dreams are something that are reoccurring. And like I said, I would have these premonition and things years ago that were a dream that came into fruition now that I could see. So be patient. Be patient and be grateful. Be gentle with yourself. I love you, my star seeds.